I think you can start with your department, not your department, the interdepartmental task team, and then everybody around the house. Just in short, your designation and where you come from, nothing else. Your name, designation, and the department or where you come from.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members of Parliament, colleagues from the government departments, ex-mine workers from the unions. With me, Chairperson, I've got representatives from the Department of Health. They will introduce themselves, National Treasury, the Department of Minerals and Energy, and those three groups that we're working with from the ex-mine workers. I would request that my colleagues quickly introduce themselves as requested.
Good morning, honorable members and colleagues. My name is Boaz Serowe. I'm the UIF commissioner, and I'm also the chairperson of the interdepartmental task team.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Jane Makanya from the presidency at the office of the deputy president, Kgalema Motlanthe. I'm part of the interdepartmental task team.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Maile Ngake from Department of Health.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Thabo Matikazi. I'm the business manager in the Eastern Cape. Thank you.
Good morning, members. My name is Mawele. I'm also from the Department of Labor. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairperson and honorable members. My name is Tozama Ngonyama, Business Unit Manager, Western Cape.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Elijah Mutamai from Rand Mutual Assurance.
Van Bona, Nongkendla Ngansweni. Ngupena Tgatol Ndesuka Gwe Ex-Mine Workers.
I wish to apologize for the interpretation. You see, all the meetings that take place in Parliament, in most cases, it just continue. But we will pause and wait for an interpreter. My apologies. We can take 5 minutes break and have tea.
Can I introduce myself in the meantime, Honorable Chairperson? Good morning, Honorable Chairperson and members. My name is Tom Bass, and I'm attached to the Unemployment Insurance Fund, Pretoria. Thank you.
The interpreter for us to continue. You see, when we interpret, it does interpret everything. My apologies to everybody for inconvenience. There's tea outside, please, for just 5 minutes.
I bet you put your hand since you're a linguistic person.
No. People speaking for 2 minutes.
No, I thought the other one is. So, what are they interpreting? From English?
I thought
there was someone who is deaf or something. They wanted to sign.
Maybe, yeah.
What we are going to do, whilst we are waiting for the interpreters, the members of Parliament will assist in interpreting the two honorables, the Tulas and Nyekemba. So we will start from
You can start from you, sir, and then go down. Your introduction, you are still busy with the introduction.
Good morning, honorable members. The name is Tom Bass, and I'm attached to the Unemployment Insurance Fund. Thank you.
Ondingu Tom Bass, the Paya Gu UIF, Paya Gama Sabins.
Nike ma kakao kala zofunda u bago interpreta njani man dakala interpreta le oh so ola nila yepote who's next in introduction please. I want everybody to introduce himself or him or herself in the house.
Okay,
the gentleman is true, so it's over to you, please.
Morning, honorable members. My name is Patrick Machis. I'm with Rand Mutual Assurance.
Thank you.
Machise.
Yeah.
Usukago Rand Mutual Assurance.
Yeah.
I am Sibusiso Mimi from the National Union of Mine Workers.
I am Lulek Senene from the National Union of Mine Workers.
Okala Ibengu Mimi.
Mimi.
Mimi. Usoka kwe tlanga na yaba sibe mbata mkotin. Ulandila yobi mbane?
Mlulek Senene.
Umnumzana uSenene naye usuka kwinhlangano yabasebenzi emigodini.
Well, sihlalo, uMluleki mayengayibaleki itayitle yakhe. I-full-time trustee ye-Mine Workers Provident Fund. It's relevant for i-ex-Mine Workers, mayengayibaleki itayitle yakhe. Njengumadoda Sambata from National Union of Mine Workers.
Usambata ke naye ubuya kumbutho wabasebenzi basemgodini.
Mavalo Gali from Parliamentary Communication Services. Costa Mohale from Parliamentary Communication Services.
Pilot Kwevu from Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Sibongiseni Ngobo from Parliament Research Unit.
Zobanzi Chikazana, Department of Labor, Media Liaison.
Temegile Plaki, Parliamentary Liaison, National Treasury.
Nozugono Jojo, Labor.
Andre Yodan, SABC Radio News.
Abageba, Kabaute, Tanga, Payanga, Semva, Nubavila Magama, Nefane Zabo. Basebenza bePalamente ukuya kwabo bangaphaya oqala ukwisebeleza abasebenzi olandelayo lasisi ulapha kule committee ye labor lapho nje usecala kwalasisi yena ke usuka kwabezimali kuhulumeni lwasisi usecala kwakhe naye kukwalaba kwe Department of Labor eofisini likaNgqongqoshe. Ogqibela ke lo mhlophe usuka kwabasemoyeni bacholachola izindaba bacholachola ngendlela engalunganga ngexesha.
United to Fraport City Press.
Nalasisi ke usuka kwaliphepha lakecawa ufika linamagama abomvu phezulu by City Press.
Thank you very much, members, for assisting in interpretation. Over to you, Mr. Moroton.
Thanks, Honorable Chairperson. After receiving your request to come and brief the Labor Portfolio Committee on Progress, we assembled the interdepartmental task team.
Saba sifumene ke isimemo sokuba sizonikeza ingxelo ngokuba sizihamba phi siye sadibanisa ke itim ethile edibanisa amasele ngamasele.
We have put together a presentation which we believe reflects the progress in all areas, and it is a product of all the departments and stakeholders participating in the process.
Sithetheke ingxelo esizawuthi siyibeke apha phambi kwekomiti evela kuwo wonke la masebe, sicinga uba yingxelo noko esithatha isisaphambili.
Mr. Wasruwe, as the chairperson of the task team, will lead with the presentation, and we will then allow the different stakeholders to add wherever he may have omitted something, and we will then entertain questions from honorable members.
Umhlekazi nosebizwe igama lakhe ke Mr. Bosbani Boas kuye kuzasikhokhela ekubeni sibeke le ngxelo zeke boleke ke abanye aba babanekayo sibabizi bazi stakeholders.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson.
Ndiyabulela mhlanga phambili.
Kuwa mnumzana uBoas.
Thank you, Chairperson. I wish to take this opportunity.
Excuse me. Sikuwe ke mnumzana uBoas.
To you, Mr. Boas.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and the translator. I wish to take this opportunity to greet the members of Parliament, people coming from NUM, and also people from the media and from different departments.
Mandibulele mhlanga ngaphambili kwelithuba. Ndibulise kubo bonke abakhoyo endlini abekomiti, nabo bonke aba bamele amasebe ngamasebe.
Since our meeting, Chairperson, on the 4th and the 5th, the interdepartmental task team has held two meetings in Pretoria.
Sukela inhlanganiso yethu lamhla wesine ngolwesihlanu kwepinyanga kane 4th and the 5th
of May.
Sukela ke ngalo mhla lo ka May, la team okanye la qumbu sasilibekile elidibanisa amasebe ngamasebe.
We did comply with the recommendations from the portfolio committee that the meeting must be as inclusive as possible.
Senzileke njengokwezindululo se-portfolio committee le-committee ehlele into yokokuba loo team mayizame ngandlela zonke into yokokuba iquke kubekho wonke ubani bani.
All the three groups of ex-mine workers are represented in our meetings.
Bonke ke abo abangamaqumrhu amathathu abamele abembimgodi abasebenzi basemgodini bakhona ke abo.
Chairperson, just a brief background on the origin of the interdepartmental task team.
Phinda nje umva kancinci ndiveze into yokokuba le team enamalungu wonke kumasebe ngamasebe ivelaphi.
There was a people's assembly that took place at Bizana in the Eastern Cape on the 17th and 19th of September 2007.
Kwakukho la nhlanganiso yayinkulu yayise Bizana in 2007.
Mr. Nomazele was part of the ex-mine workers who came to make presentations at those meetings.
Utata Nomazele wayengomnye ke abo abebakuba ngabavukuzi ngaphambili emele elo qumrhu ezokwenza ke ebeka phambili iinto zabo.
After he made his presentation, the National Assembly on the 19th of September 2007 decided to establish an ad hoc committee of parliament.
Wathi kwakuba ke ezibekile ezo zinduluzo zabo nge-19th ka-September kwenziwa ke mandithi komitana yexeshana nje elokujonga lombhalo wawubekiwe.
The committee chairperson made the following recommendations.
The committee ke yenza ezi zindululo.
That there should be the establishment of an interdepartmental task team consisting of the Department of Labor, Department of Health, Department of Minerals and Energy, and also National Treasury.
Yacela ke into yokuba makubekho ke elaa qumrhu okanye laa komiti ezawudibanisa okanye iquke wonke la maseba awabekile, awabalile, i-labor, i-health, i-finance.
National Treasury, yes.
Yes. Nezize ke ziphethe izimali.
Chairperson, the main objectives of the task team should be the following.
Injongo ke yelo qumrhu okanye i-task team yayizezi.
To process the findings and the recommendations of the ad hoc committee.
Ukujongana ke nezindululo ize ibone uba ingenza ngantoni ngazo ezo zindululo ezenziwe icommittee.
To trace all the money that belong to ex-mine workers.
Ijonge emva ifune uba ngabe kwenzeka ntoni ngezamali zabavukisi uba ngaba zikhona.
Once traced those monies, if they have been traced, there must be regular publications of reports both in the electronic and print media.
Ukuba ngaba ke ezo mali ziyafumaneka, kwafuneka zicelwe, zipapashwe kwento ezibhaliweyo koma-masithi koonomathotholo nasemaphepheni.
The interdepartmental task team should be headed by a senior official from the Department of Labor.
Kwafuneka ke into yokuba ke laa team esithetha ngayo ibe ikhokhelwe ngumntu noko ongathi uqatha osezingeni eliphezulu phaya kurhulumente.
All the claims have to be processed from one office which should be coordinated and managed by the interdepartmental task team.
Konke oko ke kufanele ukuba kuye ebantwini kuzawufuneka kufunwe kwi-ofisi enye eza kwenziwa kungabikho zi-ofisi zininzi.
The money that cannot be traced must be transferred to the state, which means if there's money that is left after all the claims have been paid, those monies must then be transferred to the state.
Xa kuthe kwabhatalwa wonke umntu kwezi mali ke zibonakalayo uba ziya kubani kwaze kwakho imali eshiyekayo, yiloo mali leyo xa ingakwazanga into yokokuba kuthiwe ifanele uba iye kubani, yawuthathwa ke loo mali isiwe kurhulumente.
All documents kept by stakeholders that could assist in tracing beneficiaries will be surrendered to the interdepartmental task team and be kept by the Department of Labor.
Wonke amaxwebhu anobungqina anokuncedisa kuyo yonke le nto nobani onawo kwaba bantu ke banengxaki okanye kula maqumrhu kufuneka abazise ngaphambili ezokuncedisa loo maxwebhu.
A very important chairperson, the Portfolio Committee on Labor should play an oversight role in the implementation of the recommendation and should receive regular briefings from the interdepartmental task team.
Okubalulekileyo ke le committee yalapha epalamente ekhokhelwe ngusihlalo lo uMamyengeni lehleliyo namhlanje kwakufuneka ibe neliso ijonge yonke into uba ihamba ngokwendlela kumane kubakho neengxelo ezimane zifakwa rhoqo.
A chairperson, what has been achieved since the recommendations of the ad hoc committee are the following.
Sokwenzekile ke de kube ngoku koku kulandelayo.
The interdepartmental task team and provincial steering committee have been constituted by the Department of Labor.
La team ke idityanisiwe yenziwa lisebe eli ke lezomsebenzi namandla.
Regular meetings have been held by the interdepartmental task team and also the provincial steering committee. The provincial steering committee is in the Eastern Cape because in the main, the group that is led by Utata Nomazele is coming from the Eastern Cape.
Kuthiwa ke ikomiti ke iyahlala rhoqo njengoko kwakuhleliwe ihlala nala komiti yephondo eyayikhokhelwa kutati nomazele.
Also, the S-Mine workers have started to receive payment from the Department of Health through the CCOD and also the Department of Labor through the Unemployment Insurance Fund.
Abefudula besebenza emigodini baqalisile ukufumana inhlawulo zabo behlawulwa lisebe lezempilo na lisebe lezemisebenzi ngokukanjalo.
Chairperson, the brief today is pay your request the Department of Labor to the chairperson of the interdepartmental task team will provide feedback on the progress made so far on the issues of payment of ex-mine workers.
Kudityenwe ngabo namhlanje sihlalo kokokuba akubekho kunikwa ukuhlohlwa kananjalo kufunyanwe ukwaziswa ulwazi ngwentlawulo ezizawuqhubekeka kwabo basebenzi babefuthi labesebenza emigodini.
We think it's also important, Chairperson, to brief the committee on the challenges that we are faced by the Department of Labor, Department of Health, Rand Mutual Assurance, and the possible solutions to the challenges.
Sicinga kukwabalulekile kanjalo ukuba isebe lezemisebenzi kwanesebe lezempilo kwanesebe elile Rand Mutual Insurance basebenze kunye ukufumana izisombululo ezifanelekileyo.
Chairperson, the progress to date is that after receiving different lists from ex-mine workers, from sometimes it was 18,000, sometimes it went to 6,000, towards there were different kind of meetings where we actually requested some lists and there were those kind of remonstrations between, I think, government and ex-mine workers based on the validity of the things that they were putting forward.
Kubekho imanani esinawo ishumi lezibhozo lamawaka uyotsho kumathandathu amawaka konke oku kuzalwa kuxhomekeka kwiintshukumo ezizawube ziqhubekeka phakathi kwabaxeshi nabo basebenza ezimayini kwangokunjalo.
The difficult part that government was facing was that some of the claims related to many years back.
Ngxaki efunyenwe ngurhulumente ukuba ezinye zezomali bezicelwa babazihlawulwe zibhekisele kwithuba leminyaka emininzi edlulileyo yangaphambili.
For example, some of the systems that were used by that time were actually closed.
Umzekelo, iindlela ezazisetyenziswa, ezinye zeendlela ezazisetyenziswa ngaloo mathuba zaye ke ekuhambeni kwexesha zavalwa okanye zapheliswa ukusetyenzwa.
So government had to go back and open those systems to try to get all the information that is required.
Kwanyanzeleka urhulumente abuye umva kuyovulwa ezo ngqongobe sezivaliwe ukwenzela uba kufunyanwe zonke iinkcukacha ezingaba zifanelekile zawuba noncedo.
The first progress report, Chairperson, is from the UI. After opening all those systems that have been closed because we're using new system, we're able to identify from the list that was given to us 2,100 people from ex-mine workers who could be paid because their information could be traced on our database.
Hello, yokuqala eqwalaselweyo kwisebe kuthiwa UI sibe nako ukubona amawaka amabini nekhulu labantu ebezikwazi noko ingcombolo zabo ukuphandeka.
The challenge that we face is that we were operating now with a new act, the Unemployment Insurance Act of 2002, and some of the claims related prior to that particular period. So we had to do some legal consultation in that regard to come with solutions.
Ingxaki esinazo kuba sithetha ngomthetho ongene ngo-2002. Zabakho iingxaki ezizelelayo kuye kwafuneka kubekho isombululo esingajongana nokuthi siweze zona.
We then had to, because in terms of the new act, a person has to apply within 6 months.
Ngokomthetho omtsha kufuneka umntu enze isicelo sakhe kwisithuba senyanga ezintandathu.
So we had then to start with the process of receiving applications.
Sanyazeleka sikale kwa ngoko ukujongana nomngeni wokuba masamkele okanye sifumane izicelo ezingaba ziyenziwa.
Because what we got was only the list, not the applications.
Kuba thina ebesinako kuphela ibiluluhlu singenazo kambe izicelo ezo.
Then we had to move from one town to another in the Eastern Cape.
Oko kwakhokhele kubeni mama sihambe sisuke kwidolophu nganye siye kwenye idolophu kwimpuma koloni.
We were able, Chairperson, to assist 912 people to fill application forms.
Saba nako ke sihlalo ukunceda abantu abangamakhulu alithoba neshumi elinesibini okokuba benze ezabo izicelo.
We also asked them to give us reasons in the form of affidavits to indicate why they didn't claim within a period of 6 months.
Sabacela okokuba babe neentetho ezibhalwe phantsi besibekela izizathu zokuba bebenqandwa yini na okokuba ngaba le mali bangayifuni ukuyinikwa kwithuba leenyanga ezintandathu ezazimisiwe.
Then, Chairperson, through that process we were able to pay 343 people.
Ngokwenze njalo ke sibe sanakho ukuba sihlawule 343 abantu abangamakhulu mathathu amashubivane anesithathu.
Since our meeting, Chairperson, on the 4th on the 5th of May, the number that is the extra number that has been paid is 97.
Ukusukela kwinhlanganiso zethu esibe nazo ngomhla wesine nowesihlanu kuMay ibe
97
ngamakhulu athoba anesithathu. 97, yes. Way.
At this point in time, Chairperson, we are looking at 56 applications or additional files that where we need additional information.
Okwakaloku nje sijongene nezicelo ezingamashumi mahlanu anesithandathu esijongene ukuba kubekho ezinye izicelo eziyawungeniswa apho.
On receipt of that information, we will effect payments immediately.
Xa sizifumene ke ezo zicelo, sawukwenze njalo kuba sihlawule kwangokukhawuleza esinako.
The challenges that we are facing, Chairperson, while we deal with the process of payment are the following.
Nansi lilandelayo imingeni esinayo eli xa thina sijonge ukuba sibe siyahlawula.
When we pay people, we realize that 37 payments come back to us because people don't, their banking accounts are closed.
Sithe xa sihlawula abantu safumanisa uba amashumi mathathu anesixhenxe ezicelo zohlawulwa zibuyele kuthi ngokuba kubonakala abantu iiakhawunti zabo zeebhanka sele zivaliwe.
We also have a challenge where we were expecting to receive 2,100 applications. Only 912 applications have been received after we actually moved from one town to another.
Besilindele uba sifumane i-2001 yezicelo ezenziweyo, sifumene kuphela i-912 yezicelo ezingenileyo ezenziweyo kwiindawo ezahlukeneyo.
We also have a challenge where the people who are not part of 2001 also apply, which makes our task even difficult.
Sanomngeni abantu abangekhoyo kula 2001 nabo benze izicelo, loo nto yasinika elinye ixanduva okanye obunye ubunzima.
While we're expecting to deal with applications from S-mine workers, we are surprised to also receive applications from people who never worked in the mine.
Eli xa sijongene nomngeni woba sifumane izicelo ezisuka kubantu ababefudula bephangela ezimayini, nako kwangalo lelo xesha linye sijongene nomba woba sibe nezicelo ezisuka kubantu abangazange unaphakade babekhe baphangela kweli ziko lemali.
So the normal process that we follow is that we will reject those applications immediately or try to find whether a person has actually worked in the mine after working in another industry.
Umngeni esawuba nawo ke sawuzikhaba ezo zicelo, kodwa ke oko kwakwenziwa emveni kokuba lwenziwe uphando olufanelekileyo oluyobonakalisa uba ngaba umntu wayekhe nenenene waphangela mhlawumbi apha emayini okanye wabe uphangele kwelinye iziko.
Chairperson, we there are solutions that we are proposing, that some of them we will actually implement. The first one is that with regards to challenges around banking details, banks will be approached to assist ex-mine workers with regards to the opening of bank accounts, because they are complaining that it is actually very expensive to open a bank account. Sometimes you open a bank account, now that the money is not coming to your account, the account is not serviced, now the bank closes.
Sizawuthi xa sisenza oku ke isisombululo esizawuba nazo kubonakala uba mababe nazo iincwadi zebhanka eziyawuba neenkcukacha zabo nezawubonakalisa uba bebekhe basebenza apha ezimayini. Kodwa ke loo nto inabo amagingxigingxi iinzima ezizawubakho ezibonakalisa uba zange nanini na zabe zivuliwe ezo ncwadi zezo bhanka ngaphambili.
The challenge of having people not applying, we are addressing it by having a phase two where the interdepartmental task team has agreed that we need to go again to get an application form so that we can get the 2,100 people.
Sinomngeni kambe esijongene nawo babantu bengazenzanga izicelo kuyawufuneka benze kwakho izicelo zabo ze kufunyanwe kambe aba bantu 200 people.
2,100
yabantu.
Chairperson, we started to discuss with Mr. Nyamfu, who is leading the group of ex coal mine workers, to assist him with his group so that the applications from his group can be taken, because he actually advised us that his group did not were not part of the process of taking application forms.
Yes, aqhagamselana nomnumzana uNyamfu nayo okhokelela inye lamaxela ababantu bebephangela apha ezimayini oye uyena wasicebisa kambe ukuba xela yelo alixokelela elakhe ixela alizange libe lazifumana lona ezo forms zazifanelekile uba zifumaneke.
Teba and Chamber of Mines will be approached to provide the interdepartmental task team with the necessary information where we don't see mine-related experience.
Uteba nechemba ya mine zaucelwa kokuba ibe ngabo abasinika imfanelo okanye ulwazi olufanelekileyo apho ludingeka khona kungekho mava afanelekileyo ukuba bephangelwa apho ezimayini.
The Minister of Labor, Chairperson, has actually promised, after we escalated this matter to him, that he will actually oppose Teba to be part of the team and attend the meeting.
Mphathiswa wezemisebenzi sabe siyenga kuye uthembisile uba uyawuthetha nabakwateba emveni kokuba siwuchazile lo mba kuye.
With regard to the Department of Health through CCOD,
mayela nesebe lezempilo ngela candelo lalo le-CCOD,
applications that have been received is 1,185.
Izicelo ezifunyenweyo yi 1,185.
What has been paid is 751 applications, and the total amount is 2 million.
I-751 abahlawulweyo, imali ehlawulweyo iyonke 200 million.
Each claimant, 2 million.
2 million?
Yebo.
Million ezimbini ke.
Each claimant per person is paid a fixed amount of 2,700.
Mthweli ngamnye uhlawulwa imali ebekiweyo ye 2,700.
Out of the applications per person who have been, which have been received, queries have been raised on 434 applicants.
Phakathi kwezicelo ezifunyiweyo zikhona izicelo eziyi 434 apho kuye kwavela ukuba kukhona okukrokrelekayo okanye kukhona okuthandabuzekayo.
Some of the queries relate to people claiming for other people and people not following the right procedure when they claim.
Ezinye zeengozi ezikhoyo kubonekele ukuba abantu abawulandeli umgaqo ofanelekileyo woba bacele okanye bafune benze izicelo zoba bahlawulwe, okanye abanye abantu benza isicelo omnye umuntu enza isicelo egameni lomnye ongenguye.
The challenges that the Department of Health is facing is that in some of the applications, there's lack of adequate information to process a claim. Hence, there are queries that have been raised in certain applications.
Sebelezempilo lifumanisa imingeni yokuba akunikwanga inkcukacha zoneleyo kwezinye izicelo ezingaba zenziwe. Ke oko kubangele ukuba kubekho ingxubakaxaka.
Applications, Chairperson, are not coming forth by the daughters-in-law. Hence, only 1,185 applications out of the 7,500 applications that are expected, and the difference is that we're still expecting about 6,300 applicants. They still need to make their application.
Is Tyler Zenzuayo Liwaka Ikulu Machumas Bozano Sano El Tate Lindeleke Ubaz Vezizong is Tyler Gaba Zenzue. Ngamawakas Kren, Namakula Netsanu, Oko Kutete Ugoti, Kuseko Amawaka Amatandatu, Namakulu, Amawaka Matandatu, Amakulu Matatu, Ez Fellow, Ez Zingekayo Ganyas, Gekatrikesel.
Only 2 million that has been dispersed out of 20 million, which is the equivalent of only 10% of the amount that is needed to be claimed.
Imali ebimnani hlawule i 20 million kuhlawule nje i 2 million ithethe ukuthi imali ebilindelekile i 10% kuphela imali esele ibe ihlawule.
The proposed solution chairperson are the following.
Nazi isombululo zokuba le ngxuba kaxaka iyekwe ezingaba zingenziwa zihlawule.
The leadership of X mine workers will help to provide outstanding information.
Abakhokeli babantu befudula bephangela ezimayini iyawuba ngabo ekufuneka bancede ukuhambisa okanye ukunikezela ulwazi olufanelekileyo lokunceda.
There is a need. In our last meeting we indicated there's a need for us to work closely together.
Njengoba besitshilo kwintlanganiso yethu ephelileyo, kudingeka imfuneko yikho eyokuba sincede sisebenze kunye ukukhona ukuze kubekho nesisombululo esifanelekileyo.
We will also need to initiate another phase, the second phase.
Kusawuphinda sibe nesinye isiphakamiso sesibini esingaba singeza naso.
The Provincial Steering Committee will discuss the process going forward in their upcoming meeting.
Le committee iququzelela bemcimbi kwintlanganiso yabo eyawuvuka okanye ezayo baya kuxoxa lo mbalo.
Advocacy campaigns will be conducted through the media, so we are going to repeat what we did before in terms of going to the radio.
Sawuvuka sibe nokuvuselela abantu babeze nganeno kuthethwe nabantu oko sawukwenza nangokuthetha nabo ngoonomathotho.
There will be a close cooperation between the Department of Health and Ex Mine Workers, ensuring that all affected areas are covered by the team as they take application forms.
Kusetyenzwa zimanejana nabo babesifudula bephangela emigodini basebenze kunye bebambisene. Injongo yokwenza oko ikukujonga okanye ukusombulula umbalo.
Chairperson, with regard to rent mutual assurance.
Sihlalo ngokumayela ne-Rand Mutual Assurance.
I just need to explain to the House that Rand Mutual Assurance is like the compensation fund.
Mandicacise uba i-Rand Mutual Assurance ifana neli candelo apho kubuyekezwa okanye ukuhlawulwa khona imali.
But their focus is injuries on duty in the mines.
Kodwa bejongise kakhulu kwiingozi okanye ukonzakala okufumaneka eli xa kuphangelwa ezimayini.
We have given them chairperson a list of 18,500 claimants from ex mine workers.
Sibanike uluhlu olune 18,500 yabantu ababefudula bephangela ezimayini becela ukubuyekezwa imali.
The reports that they gave is that they have started to look at 1,000 of these claimants.
Sona besinikile ingxelo yokuba iwaka labantu kwaba bacela ukubuyekezwa le mali sele beqwalasela.
Some of the challenges that they are facing.
Minye yemingeni abajongene nayo.
Is that some of the information contain all reference books.
Elokuba phakathi kolwazi abalifumanayo ibali lwazi oluke balwe kwezancwadi zezazisi zindala.
They actually need the industry number to verify the validity of the application.
Bafuna kubekho inombolo etholileyo eyawuqinisekisa ezi zicelo bazenzayo ukuba zinene.
It is also suggested from the ECMAN workers that DEBA in this particular case can actually come handy to assist.
Abebefudula bephangela ezimayini bacebisile ukuba eli ziko lakwaDEBA kulo mba lilo elinowuvela lize ngaphambili libe liyancedisa kulo mba.
To get more information.
Ukwenzela okokuba kufunyanwe ulwazi oluphangaleleyo.
Chairperson, we're facing a challenge in the Eastern Cape, Office of the Premier.
Sihlalo pha eMpuma Koloni. Kulumbutho ongameleyo sinengxaki kwi-ofisi yakhe esizifumanayo.
The Provincial Steering Committee, which is led by the office,
i-ofisi yephondo eyongameleyo ekhokele ukulawula lo mba,
are not taking place as frequently as they are supposed to.
Abahlangani ngokwesiqhelo njengokuba kumele ukwenzeka.
There's poor attendance by the representative from the office.
Abamele i-ofisi inene abaqwalaseli lomcimbi oko kuthi inhlangano abayikuzo ngokufanelekileyo babuthathaka ekuyeni kuzo.
As an interim major chairperson, we have requested Thabo Madikizela from the Department of Labor to actually take the responsibility to convene the Provincial Steering Committee.
Icele okwexeshana uThabo kaMadikizela kwisebe lezemisebenzi okokuba makabe nendima ayenzayo ukuququzelela lo mba khona ukuthi be uyahanjela.
The overall challenges that we face as a team, chairperson.
Mingeni jikelele esiyijongileyo sihlalo esijongene nayo njengeqela.
Is that there's no budget that has been ring-fenced for this particular work.
Akukho hlahlo lwabiwomali olwenziweyo olunqamene okanye olujongene nalo msebenzi siwenzayo.
At this point in time, the Department of Labor is paying for the activities of the interdepartmental task team.
Okwakaloku nje lisebe lezemisebenzi eliququzela okanye lihlawulela abaququzeleli abasingathe lo mcimbi.
Human resources.
Icandelo lemiba yezoluntu.
We do not have full-time staff allocated to the project. Everybody who is sitting here, who is part of the interdepartmental task team, they have their work over and above the work of the interdepartmental task team.
Asinabantu besigcina babekelwe ukuba mabaqwalasele lo msebenzi elowo nalowo kubantu abahleli apha ujongene nokwenza lo msebenzi ibe ke ecaleni benemisebenzi yabo yesigcina abajongene nokuthi bayenze.
We have asked the office of the deputy president through the representative.
Sicela iofisi kasekela mongameli ngokusebenzisa ummeli okhoyo.
Where we need to write the submission.
Apho kufuneka sibhale imbono yethu siyibhekise khona.
Where we can actually ask for the budget to be allocated to the project.
Apho sinokucela ukuba kubekho uhlahlo lwabiwo mali olubonayo olujongene nale nkonzo kanye le project.
And also to have some staff members who can be full-time, who can be deployed full-time into the project.
Kwangokunjalo kubekho namagosa awusebenza asebenze isigxina ejongene nale project yenziwayo.
Yebo.
Ndiyabulela.
Ndiyabulela Mnumzana uBhokazi ngengxelo yakho.
Thank you, Mr. Bua, for your submission.
Ingaba bakhona abanye acting DG abantu ofuna baphefumle kule nyewe?
Are there any other persons that you would also love to have an input on this issue?
Thanks again.
Just before that, sinaye nomhlonitshwa.
We also have the honorable
Mhlonitshwa. Gokwana,
ongu
chairperson we health.
Who is the chairperson?
All that you're in Kukaka.
Who knows everything about the issue?
Not really everything. Ukusuka, at least I think unayo in Kukaka. Yokusuka no kusala.
I think he has got the background of the beginning of the issue.
Hmm.
We will also give him the opportunity to have a say. At a proper time. When he is ready to do so.
Thank you again, Honorable Chairperson. I think from the time we put the presentation together, we acknowledge that there may be new developments, and I would request that colleagues from the Department of Health, from the Rand Mutual, if there is any omission or any addition that they would want to make over and above the presentation that Mr. Surue made, they do so quickly.
Njengoba ngitshilo sawucela zisuka abaphangela kucandelo lezemisebenzi kwahealth nakwa-rand mutual okokuba ngaba kokuthethiweyo oko kukhona izongezelelo abafuna ukuzenza okanye kukhona okungachazwanga okushiyelelweyo abanqwenele ukukuphakamisa benze njalo ngokukhululekileyo ngokukhawuleza bakubeke oko.
Thanks, Chairperson. So far, the presentation has covered most of the administrative issues raised from Department of Health. Thank you.
And was it shallow? Suga Tadelo, there's a misabenzo, Chicago, Kukula, Ponke, or the Mele, Kukazu, and Gokumayel, and Sebe, Rock Sebenza, and Gotika Kulu, the Bule.
Ingaba up, Mnumzana.
Elijah Mutamai from Rand Mutual Assurance. I just want to provide the latest update on the number of cases we have verified. It is now
ukunika inkazelo yokugqibela ngokuluhlu lwamatyala esingabe siwafumene.
Up to date, we have verified 4,190 cases.
Uzothi ka ngoku 4,190 amatyala esiwafumene.
That is the latest update. And then out of that 4,190, we have traced 5 cases which have been finalized.
Sifumane kule 4,190 amatyala amathathu asele egqityiwe.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Ndiyabulela kakhulu sihlalo.
Ingaba abasebenzi abebefudula besebenza emigodini ikhona into abafuna ukuyiphefumla phambi kokuba ndinikezele kwi-members okumalungu ePalamente?
Previously, is there anything that they would love to say at this stage before I hand over to the honorable members of Parliament? Honorable Chairperson and the meeting at large?
Kuyicala lethu thina as ex-mine workers. Ngokwendlela kubekwe ngayo uChairperson uMr. Serwe Boaz uyichaze yonke ingxelo njengohlobo lwayo.
From our side as ex-workers of the mines, the Chairperson has explained exactly the whole position, exactly as to how things were going on and as we know it.
Just a little clarity. Do we have two groups from ex-mine workers? I understand the Natal coal mine workers, but I want to understand, do we have both groups from the ex-mine workers?
Or maybe nama kala suka kwi ex-mine workers, they are gone ahead and nama kala na se Natal.
Thank you.
Yes, indicate.
I sihlalo indlela ibeke ngayo sihlalo with us team, we begging a lender that he has ngayo. Aku kondo singai talk.
Chairperson, the chairperson of the task team has put it correctly as we know it. There is nothing else that we can argue or can add on.
Malungu, e parliament, likasa lenu loku perfumula.
Honorable members of parliament, it's over to the honorable members of parliament. If there's anything now that the honorable members wish to say, it's up to the honorable members.
Honorable Ransola, sir.
Thank you, Chair. I want to thank the department for sitting with the task of so many years that they seems to manage it easy and in a very reasonable time, and thank the task team. But I've got two issues which worries me pertaining the process.
Honorable, somebody interpreting
kodwa xa ndibulela ndinemiba emibini endifuna ukuba ndigxininise phantsi kwayo mna.
The first one is a method of payment.
Eyokuqala yindlela ekuyawuthi kuhlawulwe ngayo.
The second one is the capacity.
Luxanduva kanye indlela eyesibini.
I just want to check if you put 2,000, I mean, people have been unemployed for some time. I don't think the bank system will help in this situation.
Abantu sekulithuba bengaqeshwanga, bengasebenzi, andiqonde ukuba indlela yenkcukacha zasebhankeni ingaba zoba noncedo kulomba.
Because the bank will take 14% of that money first and charge them for any other withdrawal.
Ibhanka iyawuba nendlela yayo yokuyikhupha imali nendlela ekawusetyenzwa ngayo ekufuneka beqwalasele zona.
So my plea to the department and what we can request the department to do is to ensure that the Department of Labor in the different points, they pay them through checks.
Osabi isicelo ingako ukuba ndicele eli candelo isebe lezemisebenzi liqiniseke ukuba noko ikho indlela yokuba aba bantu bahlawulwe ngendlela zokuba banikwe imihlawulo yabo ngetheke.
I think the Department of Labor knows that people who are not full-time workers, there's a lot of disputes for employers and employees now to deposit their money into the bank.
Sebe lezemisebenzi alingeyiqondi uba abantu abebengaphangeli bekukho le ngqimo kaxaka lomba woba kudala behamba ngale meko yabo imali ilahlwe ngapha nangapha ukwenzela lomba.
And the banks also, when we negotiate with the bank, I don't think the bank will agree that after they deposit the 2,000 they will withdraw it all.
Nebhanka asiqondi uba xa sithetha nayo bhanka iyakuvuma emveni kokuba kufakwe loo 2,000 mababe nalo ilungelo loba ukwenze umuntu ngaxeshanye ayitsale nje isambuku yonke lo 2,000.
So if that can be changed, I should think I will be very much comfortable.
Okokuba ngaba kungaguqulwa loo ndlela ndiyacinga okokuba ndingabe ndonwabe kakhulu mna.
I should think to the director, understand the frustration of the committee not having capacity to do the job.
Ndiyawuqonda kongameleyo, ndiyiqonda ikomiti ingenalo amandla ukuba iwenze lo msebenzi ngokupheleleyo.
But the director can actually say to the Department of Labor of wherever the problem is, Eastern Cape, release some staff members at a full-time basis or get some temps to assist on the issue to be completed.
Owongameleyo angatsho kwisebe laphaya eMpuma Koloni okanye isebe lemisebenzi okanye athi ngxaki ikhoyo nathi siphakamise bendicebise ukuba kukhululwe abantu ngolu hlobo ukwenzela ukuba kubekho isisombululo kwingxaki le iliwayo.
I think lastly is that the UIF cannot say doesn't have money.
Gqibela ndiyaqonda uba i-UIF hayi ndingatsho ndithi ngokuqinisekileyo singacinga uba ingathi inayo imali.
Ndisebenze 30 years I've worked for 30 years. I never claimed 1 cent from her, and I left it in the coffers.
I'm
just saying.
And our panel, I can leave the money, but if you have the money,
So I should think that the Department of Labor, from the people who are withdrawing from the fund and not claiming the money, that money must be utilized. Because the current processes, I should think the portfolio committee have been asking, what are we doing with that money and how much is it and how much has been this? Thank you.
Honorable Fansolas. Honorable Nyakamba.
Thank you, sir. I take it that the overall challenges of the project, as you have indicated, that through the representative of the presidency office, you have requested how resources can be mobilized in order for you to have staff and also to have money for the activities of the interdepartmental task team, because that's the area where you are running short of finances. My question will therefore, when are you expecting a reply from the presidency office in order to deal with this challenge? I think I must also say that we appreciate the fact that with the current staff that you have, whom are employed for certain responsibilities, they are also assisted in trying to make sure that the project will move. I think one other area that I would like to get clarity on is whether the ex-mine workers, have they been paid their pension fund monies? Because in the report, I didn't hear you talking about that.
And funa kuqwalasela ngaba ababa befudula bephangela phaya as mine ingaba epheleni imali zabo zemihlala phansi okanye pension nokumuntu ibiza njani phakathi kwezo bayihlawulwana kuba ke andikuvanga uyichaphazela lo ndawo kwinxelo yakho.
The last point for me, Madam Chairperson, is that according to the list that you have sent to Parliament, Acting DG, I didn't hear during the introduction somebody from the Chamber of Mines, and whom, according to the list, is supposed to be Dr. Elise Fredo. And then also the other one who is from the 1970 pension fund, Mr. K. Nichols. I understand that there is a member of the board of trustees, but according to the list, that person, I assume, because a pension fund or provident fund might have full-time staff, I think this one is supposed to be that one. Why are they not with us? Thank you very much.
okanye ngo-1970 kule pension fund ofana noKenny Kankosi nabo andichaphazelanga kuba kuchazwe ngakwakho. Enkosi kakhulu.
Enkosi mhlonitshwa. Ikhona ofuna ithetha? Honorable Gokwana.
Thanks, Chair. Thanks, Madam Chair. I'm not sure whether I should just give a history rather than commenting about what has been presented. It's up to you. To
any information in relation to okay. Why are we here today
okay.
is important.
Okay. I might
and the way forward.
Thanks, Chair. I might not be very short. But I'm just trying to. I think what I'm going to be talking about stems from the fact that there were people that were outside Parliament at that time complaining that they've not been given their money.
And the bank futhi ane kakhulu kodwa ke lento zayithetha imayelana nabantu abaziphandle Parliament ngelo xesha bebekhalaza kuba imali yabo abazange baze bayifumene.
I think our biggest challenge here is basically around the leadership of the ex-mine workers.
Yeah, kodwa umngeni omkhulu apha ngabo bebekade bebonganele okanye bephethe abo babefudula bephangela esimayini nansi kathathu.
Yeah, I'm saying this because our experience from Eastern Cape when I was there was that on a particular day you will get this particular grouping saying that you are the leaders of the ex-mine workers and you try and deal with them. The following month another group comes and they fight with these ones. And it goes on like that. You always get new groupings. And I'll tell you where it came from, that particular problem. So basically, I would request, I don't know who is here representing the ex-mine workers, but I would say those that are here must be the true leaders of the ex-mine workers, if they can be, because that place is very vast where they claim to be coming from.
And that's why we are abalapha namhlanje. Kodwa ke abalapha bengingathanda ukuba inene mayibe zinkokheli zabantu abebefudula bephakele mayibe ngokwenene, ngoba la ngingqi basuka kuyo inene yingingqi ephakaleleyo.
When I tried to understand this thing during that time that I was in the Eastern Cape, there are three categories of these miners that we are talking about.
And the God and the God and the Puma Colony, Babe Zindi Desindatu, Ababandu, Babe Futula, the Pangela, the mine.
I, the Pangel, I, in the Desindatu, the Cloud, the Mali, Ababa Fama, okay. The first one is the UIF and the insurances. That's one group that doesn't belong to what we had in the Eastern Cape.
Abanye ngabo le insurance group abangekhoyo kwela qela lalikhona Eastern Cape.
Yeah, I hear the department is talking about the UIF on one side, but I'm not about that.
Yeah, fa uba apha kuthetha nge UIF, kodwa ke adikho kulowo umlenze uthetha nge UIF.
The second one is the compensation of those people that got affected by some diseases working in the mines, which is the CCOT.
Okwesibini ngaba bamele kukuhlawula abaye balimala baba nekugula abakufumana ngeli xesha bephange laphaya.
And those people are still surviving. It's only a question of going to a hospital or a doctor to confirm that this particular person has got silicosis or whatever that comes from the mind.
Basaphila abo bantu okuseleyo nje kubo ngoba nje umntu aye esibhedlele okanye aye kugqirha obone nokuchaza ukuba lo mntu unaso asifumene.
Then there's a third amount of money which is 54 million. It was 54 million then. That I'm going to be talking about.
Isithathu imali endifuna uthetha ngayo AIT ngoko yayisixa se 54 million.
This money was the money that was supposed to compensate people that were working in the mines, and most of them had died by the time this money was taken out, and it was taken through to the Transkei government.
Imali yakufuneka
kuyekezwe
abo bantu babephangela ezimayini. Abo bantu bonke uninzi lwabo lwasweleka yanikwa okwakubakho olo rhulumente waseTranskei ngelo xesha phambi ko-1994.
And they took this money, and in fact, they just told the Department of Health nationally, the minister then was Dr. Matushabalala Nsima, that there's this 54 million that needs to be claimed for those people. Probably most of them have died.
And
now, the problem there was when Mrs. Manto brought this to me in the Eastern Cape at that time, we did not know who were the rightful owners of that money. Unfortunately, the people that were in the Department of Health dealing with the compensation, they told a person, I'll mention him by name, a person called Mr. Nomazel. The hope that they were thinking that he's going to be able to go to move from the rural area to the other to try and find out who were the rightful owners of the money. But what happened is that he formed his own organization. I don't know how he called it, but he was asking people to pay money to him so that he can claim their money from government. That's when he started that, even others started doing the same thing. When he was faced with challenges, then he would go to Pretoria with a big group of people. When they confront him and say, look, where is our money? He would just say, no, it's the government that is not giving you your money. And he takes them to Pretoria and they say, this is the time when the former premier of Eastern Cape, Makenge Sithofile, decided that there must be a task team in the Eastern Cape to look into how do we pay this amount of
money.
And there were lists that were brought to him to be compensated on this amount of money. And there's a certain amount that was paid through Teba Bank, Standard Bank. I think there were three banks that were involved.
Teba Bank, they are gone, but that's in the actual bank, Eba Kshawwe Kuzoloma.
The money was paid, but not the total 54 million.
Yahlawulwa le mali, kodwa hayi zange kuhlawulwe yonke le 54 million.
This is when you would find that there's a group that says, no, we don't belong to Nomazele, while the other group we haven't got our money, and only to find that some of them have been paid in that amount of money.
Ukucela ka Nomazele asikange sifumane imali, kusho ufumane phakathi bathini abanye bayihlawulwe kanti imali.
I think basically this is how it started, the whole thing started. Mike, as I say, a lot of people were paid, but I don't have the documents and details now. But we can get it from health, from the Department of Health. But the point that I'm trying to say, Ter, is that if we can get good, proper leadership to know who are the leaders of the ex-mine workers, probably the problem will be very easy. Because the report that has been given here, though I came late, I apologize for that, for coming late, Ter. I think it's in order and it could be done, but if you don't have people that you are going to pay, you don't know who you are going to be paying. Yeah, still don't have a lot of problems. Because those that are here today are going to say that the real leadership, and then tomorrow are going to get another group. And it will continue like that until you get confused yourself. I'm hoping, sir, that at least I've brought some light into this. Rather than to confuse you. But if there's any confusion, I'm still here to answer some of the questions. There was an official from the department, from the Premier's office in the Eastern Cape, then Mr. Kikwe, who I'm told has since resigned. But I'm told that he's represented by Mr. Ntondini, who's here with us. No, Mama Mbete, we are both coming from the Premier's office. Thank you, sir.
Thankful
for the talk from Ms. Mokwana.
Kuba zikhona ingxaki esahlangana nazo ngelixa besidibene ne-task team e-Eastern Cape.
Because there are problems that we had came across when we had met with the task team in the Eastern Cape.
There were certain questions that could not be answered.
Bekwemibuzo ethile ebingakwazeki ukuphenduleka.
Mhlawumbe namhlanje singazifumana ezo nkcukacha okanye asinakuzifumana naleyo ikhona.
Possibly today we would get answer to this or not, that is also possible.
Umzekelo, le 54 million kuthethwa ngayo.
For instance, the 54 million being referred to.
What informs 54 million?
Yintoni edala la 54 kuba yintoni?
Kutheni kusithwa, kutheni benikwa kwa kuthethwe nge 50 million, 54 million kungathwa 20 million okanye ungathwa 250 million?
You're talking about 54 million, not 50 or 200 million.
Zezinye ke yeminye yemibuzo engazange ibe iyakwazi ukuphenduleka.
Those are part of the questions that no one could answer.
Kuba yimibuzo ebalulekileyo namhlanje siyeva ukuba kuthiwa abasebenzi banikwe imali 2700. Nale 2700 asiyaza ixelwa ukuba kutheni i 2700.
We hear today that workers were given 2700 and there's no explanation as to what had occurred, why was it 2700.
Ndicela isebe labasebenzi xa liphendula ina departmental testing xa iphendula imibuzo naxa ithetha kukho mna ukuva kwam akhange kuthiwe upresident ubhalelwe kuthiwe
that the letter was written to the president, it was only said
kuza kubhalelwa kupresident.
There would be an appeal to the president.
Ndivengolo hlobo mhlonitshwa.
That's how I've understood.
Baza kuexplainela. Okwesibini.
They will have to explain.
Asixelelwa, funeka sixelelwe ukuba le decision ithathwe nini.
We have not been told when this decision was made. We should also be told when the decision was taken.
Asixelelwa nokuba ezi decision funeka zizi. Banesikhathi abazibekeleyo ukuba bajongane.
We have not yet been told whether there was a time stipulation for these decisions to be implemented.
Asika xelelwa into yokuba kutheni ndiyayiva ingxaki yesebe lezabasebenzi.
We are not yet told, I do hear the workers department problem.
Kutheni kukhona kungoku apho babona uxanduva?
why is it only now that the problem is being realized?
That kufuneka kubekho abantu abasigcina abenza lo msebenzi. Kubekho le mali ebeke ecaleni eyenza lo msebenzi.
People who are doing this job, you know, the work, and there should also be allocation of certain monies looking to address this issue.
Emva kweminyaka le interdepartmental task team isekiwe ukujongana nenyewe.
After so many years that this interdepartmental task team had been established to address this issue.
Zikhona ke izinto enizikhanganyileyo xa nithethayo. Ndicela ukuba xa niphendula nisixelele ukuba zenziwa nini.
I mentioned when you respond, you must tell us whether decisions are made by you.
So, even nendaba yokuya kwa Teba, nendaba ka Teba,
and even the issue from the Teba,
ukuba makanika kusele ngabantu abaye ababesefudula besebenza ezimayi.
That they should also explain to you about people who were working at the mine.
Yinto ibifanele ukuba departmental testing xa qala ukusebenza.
That issue was supposed the interdepartment when it started to work.
Njengoba esitsho umhlonishwa ukuthi kuzawuba nzima ukuthi nisebenze ningenalo ulwazi. Luxanduva olunzima ukusebenza ningenalo ulwazi luza kubhatala bani.
Has been said how it's going to be difficult to work without information on hand. Who is going to be paid?
Kodwa ke ekugqibeleni nini abantu ebebejongene nodaba. Mhlawumbe yonke le mibuzo siyibuzayo ningakwazi ukuyiphendula.
You have been addressing this situation, possibly all the questions we are raising. You will be in a position to respond to these questions.
Ndibone isandla sika mnumzana uMadoda.
I've seen your hand being raised, Mr. Madoda.
Uvumelekile ungathetha.
You can continue, you might say something.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Chair, the first question, I think that you've partially covered it. The 2,700 fixed, on which basis is compensation money fixed? That's the question. What informs the decision to fix money to be paid out for compensation? Yintoni eyenza ukuba imali ehlawulelwa ukulimala ibe nesigxina?
What causes money for injuries to be fixed at a certain amount? What causes that?
Because degree of injury will vary from one person to another.
Konzakala kunokushiyana kumntu ukusukela kumuya komnye umntu sinokwenzakala ngendlela ezahlukeleyo.
The second issue, Chair, from what also you had raised, Chair, and left hanging. On page 15 on the presentation,
kweli pepa leshumele sano kwintukaca zokuba bekuthethwa kungeniswa.
The last bullet, staff do their normal day-to-day duty. What constitutes an extra responsibility from the Department of Labor to process claims when in actual fact that's their responsibility? What constitutes an extra duty that the same staff are doing normal day-to-day? Of course, you have people paid in that department to process UIF claims. Why now a claim that UIF claims from these ex-mine workers constitute an extra responsibility and thus there's no body employed to do that? Is the first question. I'm sure Rand Mutual Assurance can't have the same argument. They've already made a presentation on how far they've moved, because necessarily even if there was no tax deal, these people are going to claim to the Department of Labor, like what constitutes an extra duty to this regard. The last one, Chair, on the issue of the advocacy campaigns, I'm sure that it's page 12. Could it be strengthened, Chairperson of the task team, that particularly on the union side, we get a copy in time before it's communicated on the content, because these communications going to radio, 12 down, have been the source of conflict and disinformation campaign as to who has the right to a particular claim. As a result, this element of individuals taking decisions to have organizations claiming money on behalf of those people, can the issue of communication be tightened so that it's very clear and has no confusion in between? In terms of payments, could it not be possible that you engage DEPA Bank, because there are two DEPAs? There's DEPA Limited to give you the information on their records, DEPA Limited. And then there's DEPA Bank, which is a bank now. Couldn't you engage DEPA Bank, because some of them are previously their ex-investors in DEPA Bank when they're working in mines. They were paying, they're getting their money through DEPA Bank. Impossibilities of DEPA Bank accepting responsibility to open a bank accounts for them free of charge. And if there's a need, we would also assist you in terms of engaging DEPA Bank in this instance, that those bank accounts should not be charged, be free in this instance. So it's an investment to its past bankers in this instance. Thanks, sir.
Zokela, see, touch e-break. E-corner e-brings, pangasem, vanity. Ndicelele ukuba abantu base-premier's office bakhona. Mama, igama?
Chem, ndingumama Mbete from premier's office.
Mrs. Mbete from premier's office.
Okay, thank you, Chem. Sorry for being late, we're delayed.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Ndongeni from the Premier's office.
Okay. Nizawuthi ke xa singenayo emva kwethu kwingxelo esinikwe yiDepartment of Labor. IDepartment of Labor, masiqale, iDepartment of Labor inike ingxelo.
Department of Labor has given a report.
Ethi iPremier's office.
The report entails that the Premier's office,
irepho ephaya ayiwenzi umsebenzi wayo we-interdepartmental tasking.
That the representative that is there is not doing his interdepartmental duties.
As a result, baye banyula omnye umntu omakakhonvine.
As a result, they have nominated another person who should convene.
I meetings the province.
The province meetings.
Ilapha ke i office ka Premier.
The Premier's office
isixelele ukuba kwenzeka ntoni.
They should tell us what is happening.
Kwenzeke ntoni.
What had occurred.
Siyaphi njani.
Where are we moving to?
Malunga ne-role yabo.
And explain their role that they are supposed to play.
Singayithathi break.
We can then go on this break.
10 minutes.
10 minutes break.
For one. And then it will be the office of the Premier.
I might seem as if I'm answering for the department, but I'm not. I'm just talking on what had happened, because I think this whole thing started after that sitting that was here. And I seem to suspect that when Labour got involved with something that had a history. So when it comes to that, let me just try and explain some of these amounts. The 54 million, apparently the 54 million was money that was in Transkei. It was 54 million. And the money that was supposed to be dispersed. And nobody knew how to do it. and then it was taken to the, not the money, but a letter was written to the National Health Minister that there is this amount of money, how does it get spent? It was already 54 million. Whether it has got interest now, I don't know. So that's where the 54 million comes on. It was money that was found in Transkei. The 2,700, I'm not talking about the insurances, but when we were trying in Eastern Cape, when we were trying to get to know who is supposed to pay, we did not know. But we got a list of people that had worked in the mines. Now, it was just a simple division that if we've got such an amount of money and there's so many people, then it will be between 2.7 and 3,000. That needs to be paid to individuals. It was not according to at the indirect or whatever. It was just compensating those people that deserve that money. I'm not talking about insurance. I'm just talking about on this 54 million. The Premier's office, we were, in fact, when this happened about this 54 million, Department of Labor was not roped in. In any case, there's no Department of Labor in the province. So it was just the Premier's office and the Department of Health in the province. And they were running with this thing all the time. If my memory serves me well, is that the Department of Labor just got involved now. And in fact, probably they're the rightful owners of the whole process. Now, my suggestion, sir, is that why don't we take this as a beginning? Not a beginning today, but a beginning, the time that this started. So whatever strategies that they are bringing as the interdepartmental group, it must be something that says there's this amount of money, there are these insurances, and all the people that are in Tanzania or wherever that worked in the mines, they're going to be paid like this. So let's view it as a start. And then let's say to the ex-mine workers, we're requesting the ex-mine workers to be organized and say, if we're dealing with this particular group, there's nobody that is going to come up and say, no, no, I didn't get my money. I'm a group too, that I'm leading a particular group. So can we make sure that those that we're talking about are the people that are here? Because I mentioned somebody's name, and that person died. I can't remember when. And by the time he died, it was already quiet because there was nobody was fighting because he knew that we knew what was happening. But now that he's dead, some other people might come up and say, no, no, because I know this happened, let me take over. So my suggestion, sir, is that let's view this as a start and make sure that we are organized as the interdepartmental department and make sure that those that we are dealing with, the ex-mine workers, are organized because obviously, they need to be compensated. There is money for them, but let it be done in a proper way. And we don't get goalposts moving every day that today we get so-and-so, the next day we get so-and-so, that day we get so-and-so. So it's my humble suggestion, sir. Since I'm coming from rural areas, can I be allowed? There are no aeroplanes that go to Mthatha. So if you can allow me that after some time, I'll just sneak out with your permission, sir.
No, your request will be accepted because you came just to assist with the background information. So we appreciate your input in the committee, and the department is here, is listening. So thank you very much, and thank you for your participation. Over to the Premier's office.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, we have noted the report that was presented here before we came in. I've just got a briefing from Mr. Ndondini.
Umnumzana Ndondini usanda kundichazela endihlebela.
Mr. Ndondini was the caretaker of this project.
Umnumzana Ndondini,
after the resignation of Mr. Kigwe, as Dr. Kokona was indicating. And then now, after that gap that has been identified, the project is officially handed over to me.
and then komtsantsa lo ubekho yazele project yanikezelwa ngokusemthethweni kum.
I'm heading the stakeholders engagement for the province as a chief director.
Epondweni ndimo ngameleyo usingathe ukukhula lo mcimbi njengoyintloko.
Ndizama ukuthi ke sihlalo xa nditshoyo ndithi.
I'm trying to say chairperson when I'm saying this.
I don't think the challenges that we have as the office of the premier pertaining to the role that was given to chair the provincial steering committee that will face that problem again.
And the point of Banjenge office etina unika ukongameleyo sawube siphinde sivelane nale ngxaki kwakho.
Therefore I'm pledging our commitment today.
Ngoko ke namhlanje ndiyazinikezela ndizibandakanya ukuthi siphophelela thina insebenziswano yethu.
That as office of the premier will be responsible for coordination of this steering committee.
Njenge office yomongameleyo sawuba siyawubakho sisebenzisane njengekomitee apha kule.
We really apologize for the gap and also for the problems that lead to our situation that led to disappoint the Department of Labor. Therefore, Mr. Ndondini, as from today, is released and I'll be taking over and I'll try to contact Department of Labor and Department of Presidency and also Department of Health for the proper briefing.
Now it is an internet must say that now health the Zano Konda Basi Yalelwes Nikom Combatela will finally play.
Yabulela class.
I thank you, Chair.
Siabulela ke ukuba ingqondo le ibinikwe department noko i-office ka-premier ayiphiki siyavumba ingxaki ibikhona.
We are thankful for the submission that has been made. The office of the premier is not denying it, that it was already involved in the situation.
Ukuya phambili ke i-department bazawubona ne-task ukuba baqhubeka njani phambili ne-office ka-premier.
The way forward, the department and the task team will see how they work together hand in hand with the office of the premier.
Now, I think it's the... Oh, Honorable Nyakemba.
Thank you, sir. I think we must differentiate between the working of the interdepartmental task team.
Ma, successfully part of the seven of the interdepartmental task team.
And the purpose of today's meeting.
Nenjongo yentlanganiso yanamhlanje.
I'm raising this chair. I appreciate the commitment that has been pledged by the office of the Premier in Eastern Cape.
The Paramisa then the Villa Okuzimisela office in Kulumusa as a Puma Koloni Sikar.
But however, in the report that was received from the interdepartmental task team,
no, kakunjalo ingxelo ifunyanwe kule interdepartmental task team,
there's a way of how to revive the steering committee in the Eastern Cape. So therefore,
ko indlela yokuvuselela esa steering committee esipha eMpuma Koloni ngoko ke,
this meeting now mustn't be used to change that arrangement from the interdepartmental task team. So, I was expecting that the office of the premier will say, we, since our last meeting, this is what we have done, not for them to come here and say, as from now on, they will assume the responsibility of coordinating the steering committee.
In the other office, the premier, banauti, susela oko sasugelana, sente oko loko, banga zoti, susela namchanze, kakuti, sisa, seven zangalentela idekwa.
How do they say change structures and everything else? They must go and do it in the interdepartmental task team. What we requested here was the progress report as per the last meeting that we had in
Eastern Cape in Eastern Cape. okoko sasigqibelene phaa e-Eastern Cape enye yezi ngqalo zabo bozenzela ngokunokwabo xa bebodwa bafumane indlela.
That's thought, Madam Chair, I must raise that in order we don't confuse the purpose of this meeting with other issues that might come.
Thank you, Honorable.
Let me explain. You were at some stage just out of the meeting.
Ndifune iofisi ka premier ingcine okanye iphikise idepartment ukuba abasebenzi.
I asked the premier's officers to agree or to dispute to the department that they are not working.
So that asiva ngomso bethetha emaphepheni idepartment okanye premier kusithwa mabavume apha phambi kwethu bagqibe yiyo loo nto ke.
Here in the papers they're speaking there, they must agree here in front of us.
Yiyo le nto ndisithi udepartment ne-task team baza kuyibona ukuba badilisana njani nale province kuba uba uphantsi kwe-interdepartmental task team led.
See how to see it because the EC is under the interdepartmental task team.
Led by the office. Led by the office of Mr. Morotowa, the acting teacher's office.
La office yonga melayo othethe okamnumzana
Morotowa. Ya minister we labor.
Nomphathi sowezemisebenzi.
Inkosi.
I thank
Mr. Morotowa.
Morotowa. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, for on a number of questions.
Ndiyabulela sihlalo ahloniphekileyo namalungu ahloniphekileyo kwimiba yemibuzo emininzi.
I'll deal with a number of some of the questions and I'll ask my other colleagues to assist on.
Ndawuthelana nemiba nemibuzo embalwa ndicela abanye ooxa bam bagqesane na.
Just briefly on the delegation, Honorable Chairperson, I did have discussion and we will definitely make follow-ups on those that indicated that they will be here and they are not here today.
Mayela, nabasimela delegation, ndithethile ndiyawubuza nabo bemele ukuba babe balapha namhlanje abangekhoyo.
On the issue of the coordination in the Western Cape, I think we also welcome our colleagues' commitment, and I'm sure from now on, the report that will come will be different.
Mayela no kulongo we Western Cape siyabakhuthaza siyababulela nawo xa bethu siqinisekile ukuzotsho ngoku ingxelo ezayo iyawube ingxelo epheleleyo.
Just on the history given by Mr. Ngocwana, it's a pity that he left.
Mayela nembali enikwe ngumnumzana uGocwana ndilisizi njengoba emkile.
We are very familiar with the history and we have also had discussions with the leadership of the mine workers.
Siyayazi le mbali ayithethe sithethile kwanabathetheyo apha emgudini.
We were involved in this process when the mine workers camped in Pretoria at the presidency and in our offices.
Yesoka abasemigodini befika kwamongameli nakwi office at Pretoria kwiminyaka edlulileyo embalwa.
To us, Honorable Chairperson, coordination is a very difficult thing, but we believe that it's an honor for us to have been given this role. Not that we are fighting for it. If somebody was to take it tomorrow, we'll definitely agree. But we will keep on leading the task team until such time that there is a decision otherwise.
So kubekeka sikhokhela le task team de kufikelele umzuzu ekuyawuba kukho apho isisombululo.
Chairperson, the comments from our colleagues on the advocacy, I think those are very good ideas that we will work with them when we formulate messages. There were very good comments around banks and the opening of accounts and some advice around PEPA. I'm sure those will take into the steering committee. I'll then ask my colleagues, especially on the representatives of the ex-mine workers, to answer questions relating to their representative status. We are working with them. It will be a very difficult thing for us to answer, Honorable Chairperson. I will also ask the representatives of Rand Mutual to comment on the pensions. There were questions that were directly linked to the Department of Health and the payments up to date. I will ask them to also come in. And Mr. Surue will then comment on those matters relating to
Umorotowa, malunga ne representation of mine workers. Mr. Gokwana was not part of the meeting in Islandland. And the question of representation there was discussed in details. Definitely, the ex-mine workers union and the members who are here. Namhlanje sijonge ukuya phambili.
Today we are intending to go forward, to move forward.
In terms of the services that they need to get. And look at the challenges that are still there. And see how those challenges can be resolved. I'm trying to suggest ukonga amaxesha,
elimination of time,
ukuthi le question singayiseliso kulena kulona umhlangano.
Let that question not be considered in this get together.
The question here, representation.
The question of representation.
Because as members of parliament.
Because these members of parliament.
We are a very, we recognize the team that is in front of us. And this is the team that we met with in East London. That is why I'm saying the honorable.
Yolento lisithi ohloniphekileyo.
Akakange uye wawutsiba elwazini lwakhe umhlangano obusemonti makaxolelwe.
He did not attend the meeting that was in East London, and therefore let us forgive him for that.
I thank you.
Ndiyanibulela.
Siyavuma. Honorable Moroto.
Then we will skip the question here, mine workers, and go to Rand Mutual to talk about. There were questions, Honorable Chairperson, around whether pensions have been paid, and there were quite a number of them. I'll ask that they respond on those.
ngoko ke ndawucela into yoba ke siwutsibe lo mba singene kulo webhen zakwa Rand Mutual, ndawucela ke o nelungelo lokuthetha athethe ngalo mba.
Thanks, Chair. I just would like to clarify this issue. Provident pension funds are not handled by Rand Mutual Assurance.
As a pension fund, as law long about Rand Mutual Assurance.
In terms of Section 30 of the Quiet Act,
again, Section 30, voila, Quiet Act,
we have been granted license by the Minister of Labour. To underwrite and provide compensation to the mining industry employees for injuries on duty. I hope that clarifies our role.
Thanks, Chair. Yes.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I'll request, there were a number of questions that were also directed to the Department of Health around the 2,700 flat rate. And a number of related questions, I'll ask them to respond.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. Basically, I think the issue was alluded to Honorable Dr. Botwane as to it was a mere benchmark from Transkei and government then. So for us, we would not be in a position to extrapolate exactly the basis for which, because it's a standard that we just implemented.
Thanks,
Chair.
Can you repeat the question, sir?
Eating question, I can lie that. What is the question that is
I think
you are answering?
Is a question relating to 2,700.
Kumba gomala na keno na nilingu 2,700.
Thanks, Chairperson. I think that question related to how was it determined and all that. The other question, Chairperson, related to this issue around capacity that the presidency is processing. Maybe I'll ask the presidency to also comment on
that. Is that the office of Mongameli Penduleman and again, Nomkanga, Tokanum Tamoabo, Oksebenza?
Thank you, Honorable Chair.
What is that?
The outcome of our last team meeting, it was that I, as a member, draft a memo to request a fund for X miners because they have problem commuting when we have this meeting.
Umsebenzi ke wami ukubake mina ndibhale imemo emayelana ke nababesaya kusebenza emgodini.
The submission was made and submitted last Monday.
Kwathi ke kwenziwa ke kwathatha ke uqhebu oko kwenziwe ngomvulo opheleleyo.
Only this Tuesday my DDG called me to ask me to clarify some questions that I didn't have answers then.
Usekela mlawulo wami ke undicelile ngolwesibini ukuba ndiphendule imibuzo eyayingekho ngelo xesha.
I then told him that I'll come back to him because I'll be unable to answer on my own. I have to contact my chairperson.
Ndamxelela ke into yoba andizukwazi ukuphendula ngokwam kusafuneka mna ndiqale ndifaka neimilomo nosihlalo wam.
Example of one question was that where should the money come from? From the presidency or from the Minister of Labour?
Umbuzo ke ubuphambili ukuba ingaba le mali ifuneka isuke kweliphi isebe, ingaba kwisebe lezabasebenzi okanye kwi-office kamongameli?
So I was not sure then. I said I'll refer back to our chairperson then come back and finalize the memo.
Ndithe ke mna ke ndizobuyela kusihlalo ndifumane impendulo ethe vethe kulo mba. Inkosi kakhulu.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think in the light of the issues that were raised around the coordination and so on, I'm sure when Mr. Sirue responds, we may take this process of coordination and ensuring the participation of ex-miners
in the process further. Ngiyacinga kuba soqinisekisa ukuba ke nabantu besifisayo ukusebenza emgodini nabo bazokunikwa inxaxheba yokuba babe yinxalenye yale nkqubo nabo.
So that they are not disadvantaged whilst we are sorting out the problem. I'm sure we were able to make arrangements for them to come here. We will continue to find solutions.
Senzela into yoba ke nabo singabashiyinga phandle, siyafuna nabo ke babandakanywe kule nkqubo, nabo baze apha bazovakalisa ezabo izimvo.
I noticed that there were questions around the payment of pensions which was not satisfactorily answered.
Bekhona ke umbuzo wokuba ke ezi mali zepension zona zingabhatalwa njani na kwaye lo mbuzo khange uphenduleke.
And because the representatives of Chamber of Mines and the 1970 pension funds are not here, we will pursue that and then we will submit that information to your office.
Siyacinga ke bahlalo kabekho abameli be-Chamber of Mines, ngoko lo mbuzo sizofaka ke ku-office yakho sihlalo.
I will then ask Mr. Surue to deal with a number of administrative questions that were raised around the coordination and the UIF role.
Ngicela ke kwa Surue aphendule imibuzo emayelana nolawulo, imibuzo leyo ethe yavela kule ngxoxo.
Thank you.
Enkosi Hlala.
Phambi kokuba uMr. Moore Boas athethe.
Before Mr. Boas can take a podium,
ndicela umneli wabasebenzi pha ngasemva athethe.
I would like a labor representative from the back to speak.
Sorry, I'm not used in fact in this new technology.
Siyabulela sihlalo and uqhelanga ngokuchepheshe balamaxesha.
Thank again. I just would like to respond to the question that is raised in terms of the pension fund and the provident fund.
Ifuna ke ukuphendula umbuzo omayelana ne pension fund ne provident fund. Ifuna nje ukunyathela kulo ndawo.
It is already clarified by the chairperson that I'm not representing chamber but representing the National Union of Mine Workers.
Kuthiwa kusihlalo mna andimelanga ithemba kodwa ndimele inyunyana yabasebenzi bemigodi.
In the mining industry we have many provident funds.
Kweli shishini lemigodi ke sine provident fund ezizinditi ngeendidi.
And we also have many pension funds.
Kwaye ke sine pension fund nazo ezininzi.
What is happening is that in terms of the 1970 pension fund.
Ngokumalana ke nala pension fund ka 1970.
We have a huge backlog.
Sinomqobo kanye ke sisenomcelimngeni omninzi ngokumayelana noko.
I don't think that maybe it can be now helped by this ex-mine workers maybe.
Ngiyacinga ukuba ke mhlawumbe abasebenzi babesebenza emigodini nabo mhlawumbe bangafaka igxalabo okanye banganceda.
What I think we need to do in terms of helping the interdepartmental job that they are doing.
Thina ke into esingayenza ekuncedeni ke isebe kumsebenzi walo
is that maybe they can give us their applicants or maybe the industry numbers so that we can help them in terms of checking whether those the backlog that we have is also part of the mine workers exactly.
Bona ke bangathi basincede basinike uluhlu labantu abafaka izicelo okanye bafake izicelo ukwenzela into bana ke nathi ke sikwazi ukunceda.
We can do that as soon as possible.
Singakwenza oko ngokukhawuleza.
We can give you a time frame that you want.
Siza kuninika mhlawumbe ixesha elingathi nisebenze niwenze lo msebenzi
kwi provident fund.
In regards to provident fund,
as I said, sine provident fund ezininzi.
Nanjengoko bendithile sine provident fund ezininzi.
We can help people who were on the mines from the 14th of July 1989.
Singabanceda abantu abasebenza ke kwi mines ke ngo 14 kaJulayi ngo
1989. Yes. Asikazange noba yephi nalo provident fund as long as it was on the mine.
Asiyazi uba yephi kodwa ke sisebenza ngeprovident fund eyayikwimigodi okanye eyayikwimine ngelo xela.
Noba yephi nigama layo.
Noba ke yephi igama layo, whatever its name, we will not consider that.
Yes. Kodwa ke, Madam Chair, the other thing that I wanted to check with you.
Yena nto ke bendifuna kufakana nayo imilomo nawe sihlalo.
Is that ku-page 8 kwindawo ye-challenges.
Xa sijonga ke phaa kwelaa phepha lesibhozo elithetha ngemiceli mingeni
kunobullet 3 phaya
kukhona ke inqaku lesithathu
that is saying people who are not supposed to apply a part of the 912 applicants
kuthiwa kukho abantu abangafanelekanga ukwenza izicelo kodwa ke bayinxalenye yabantu be 912 benza izicelo.
My assumption is that maybe those people were the beneficiaries of those who were working on the mine.
Yakwini ba abo bantu mhlambi yayingabaxhamli yayingabanye babaxhamla abantu abebesenza kulo migodi ngaphambili.
Maybe again those ones can be directed as well to us.
Mhlambi ke nabo bantu bangathiwa bangathi nabo baziswe apha kuthi sikwazi nathi ukubanceda.
So that we can check them ngesay names zabo.
Sibajonge ke ngefani zabo
ba abazali mhlambi nabantu abasweleka bese mine.
Whether or not they are relatives with the people who died whilst working on the mines back then.
I thank you, madam.
Ngiyabulela mhlambi.
Siyabulela kakhulu.
We thank you very much for the comprehensive reply.
Mnumzana uBuwala.
To you, Mr. Buwala.
Chairperson, I think a lot of questions have been dealt with.
Ngiyacinga ukuba hlanga imibuzo eminingi iphendulekile kule ndawo.
Yeah, I also welcome Num for coming forward to indicate that they will assist.
Ngiyabulela ke kakhulu nabakwa Num bazile ngaphambili bathi nabo bazimisele ukunceda kule ndawo.
But Chairperson, in terms of the 1970 pension fund,
ngokumalana ke nala pension fund ka 1970,
we already had in our team Mr. Nkosi.
Sinawe ke sinayo Mr. Nkosi ophakathi kwegqiza lethu esisebenza nalo.
The list already from ex-mine workers was given to him.
Lukhona uluhlo linikiweyo ke ngabantu abasebenza emigodini abaye balinika yena umnumzana lo.
For him to check whether there can be some of the ex-mine workers who could be paid.
Akuthi ajonge ngaba bakhona abanye abantu abasebenza emigodini abangancedakala kusini na.
He did his work as a person and came back and indicated that he cannot find the matching in that regard.
Uzile ke wathi ke yena akakwazi ukuthelekisa kanye akakwazi ubona lusho olungathi lungancedakala kulondawo.
However, we should actually continue since we have an expanded team.
Kodwa ke nathi zimisele ukuqhubela phambili kuba ke sineqela labasebenzi abancedisana nathi abathe bongezelelwa.
To ensure that we can also engage Num in this regard.
Ukuze ke siqinisekise ukuba sizokusebenzisana nabakwa Num kule ndawo.
Chairperson, the issues of coordination where we saying capacity
umba ke we lensebenzisana kanxa sithengele ukuthi ay capacity okanye umgangatho wokusebenza.
We as you move and you do some work
xa ke uqhuba umsebenzi siya phambili
you determine things that can enhance your work
ubona izinto ke ezingathi ziphakamisa umsebenzi wakho.
We were happy with the progress that we have made.
Siyavuya ke ngenkqubela phambili esiyenzile ukuthi ga ngoku,
but to accelerate and to do more.
Ukuze ke sikukhawulezise okanye siwenze lo msebenzi ngakumbi.
We realize that it is important for us to come and cry.
Siyakubona ukuba kubalulekile uba size sizokhala.
That maybe if we get the extra capacity.
Sitsho ukuba ke singafumana mhlawumbi inkxaso engakumbi.
Then we can actually do more.
Ngoko ke singathi senze nathi umsebenzi ongaphezulu.
Hence the deputy president already has actually asked answered that question.
Yiloo nto ke ofisi kasekela umongameli nayo sewuphendule lo mbuzo.
The issue of engaging other stakeholders like DEBA, Chairperson.
Umba ke umalana ke nokufakana imilomo nabanye abaqela athatha inxaxheba abafana nabakwa DEBA.
We started immediately when we were constituted.
Saqala senza loo nto xa ke ukuhlanganisa umsebenzi wethu.
But when we actually got challenges where people were not coming forward.
Xa ke sasifumana imicelo emingeni ngabantu abangaziyo ngaphambili bekokhala.
We also decided that we should escalate this to the minister this time around.
Sesagqibekele ukuba ke lo mba masiwuse ngqo kumphathiswa wezabasebenzi.
Also the Chamber of Mines is part of our committee.
Ne Chamber of Mines nayo iyinxalenye yekomiti yethu.
So the issue of exchanging the information Chairperson has been taking place from day one.
Ngoba ke umbake wonsebenzisana okanye ukufaka na imilomo kwamasebe ngamasebe uye wenzeka kwasekuqaleni.
So when Rain Mutual says I'm actually having problems here with extra information.
Xa ke obakwa Rain Mutual besithi bona banengxaki ngolwazi oluphufumalayo okanye oluphangaleleyo.
We realize that DEBA and Chamber of Mines are critical.
Siye sifumanise ke into yoba ke abakwa DEBA nabakwa Chamber of Mines nabo kukhona ubunzima obukhoyo kubo.
The issue Chairperson about day to day work.
Umba ke omalana ke nomsebenzi wemihla ngemihla sihlalo.
What we mean is that some special attention is needed in this job.
Sibona ke ngoba kufuneka ingqwala sela ibe khona enikwayo kulomsebenzi.
Because you are dealing with backlog.
Kuba ngoku sicongene nemipha wemikomqobo kanye wezinto ezingenzekiyo.
But the day-to-day work is the applications that we receive daily and we take.
Umsebenzi ke wemihla nezolo ke izicelo esizifumanayo rhoqo.
The issue was raised by the ex-mine workers themselves.
Umbaki uthe waphakanyiswa ke ngoba besaya kusebenza emigodini nabo bayiphakamisile umbuzo.
To say we bring some of the applications. But we believe that because people who are working from CCOD, Department of Labor, also run mutual. Because they also have other work. We believe that maybe proper attention is not given to this task. It is in that regard that we saying we can maybe if the problem is sorted out from the office of the deputy president, the work will then be enhanced,
Chairperson. Thank you.
Maybe I should just also add that maybe Chairperson, the task team from all the areas will also relook at this issue and be requested to see if they can, from the different angles, assign or second people. Because that's urgent whilst we are sorting out the long term. I think we are very clear now that the committee is saying we have capacity. It's a question of just combining our heads and then asking the different departments.
And
I'll appeal to my colleagues if it means also speaking to their seniors as well. I will do that so that we can have a team.
Mr.
Sifuna nje umvakaliso lamuluvo emva ke kwentethe enziwe ngokaSiruwa.
I think the challenge on DEBA and the Chamber of Mines and this Mr. Nkosi on the Provident Fund Pension Fund.
Ndiyacinga kumcela umngeni okhoyo kwabakwaDEBA nakwaChamber of Mines no Mr. Nkosi
can be addressed if then the NUM is part of this process.
Ungathi ke lo msebenzi uqukunjelwe xa nayo iNUM nayo inxalenye yale nkqubo.
Because that has been the question that I've been asking myself as to why the NUM as a trade union that is organizing in that industry is not part and parcel of this process.
Iloo nto nam bendizibuza into yobana kutheni NUM nayo ingeyonxalenye kuba nayo imele abasebenzi kwaye nakufanele ukuba ibe yinxalenye yale nkqubo.
So therefore my submission, Chairperson, is that let the interdepartmental task team take into account the involvement of the NUM in particular.
Nam ke ndiyabongoza into yoba ke elaa gqiza limele amasebe nalo libandakanye i-NUM xa kuzanye ukusonjululwa le ntsingabadala.
With regards to the activities of the interdepartmental task team.
Ngokumalana ke nemisebenzi yale task team yaphakathi kwamasebe.
I don't believe that all the expenses of flying, accommodation, and everything else, when these meetings are taking place, that has to be the sole responsibility of the Department of Labor alone.
Because
the Department of Health and the Department of Minerals and Energy, then, which is now the Department of Mineral Resources, these are issues that these government departments must drive together, including the Premier's office in the Eastern Cape. It must not be about having somebody who is representing the health department, the Premier's office, the Department of Minerals and Energy, but also they must share all this whilst we are still waiting for the presidency maybe decide to fund all the activities of this project.
Ngiyacinga into yobana ke kule project kufanele isebe lezempilo nesebe lezezimbiwa kunye nesebe ke lenkulumbuso yaseMpuma Koloni bazame ukuncedisana kwangaxeshanye kube kulimbe iofisi kabongameli ukuze nayo inike inkxaso. La masebe makasebenzisane.
Lastly, Chair, I think the interdepartmental task team through its chairperson, NUM, will be provided of that place, even if there was a response from Mr. Nkosi and the Chamber of Mines. Because I'm talking from experience, the involvement of a trade union in processes of this nature is very much important.
Yaqinisekile ukubandakanywa kwenyunyane yabasebenzi kwinkqubo ezifana nolu hlobo kubaluleke kakhulu.
Thank you very much, sir.
Ndiyabulela, sir.
Nkosi Mhlonitsho.
Thank you very much, Honorable.
Mhlonitsho Urantolase.
I will ask Honorable Urantolase to add.
Thank you very much. I think to add on what Honorable Nyekemba have said here is that we really appreciate. And the speedy processes should be there. But I will say, I think we need not to put a lot of red tapes. Because if you can put a lot of red tapes and regulate too much on the process which is already unfolding, we might find ourselves unfortunate. My appeal is that let the steering committee together with the task team work on the modalities and say the premier, all those departments, how they see themselves funding the processes.
Steering committee, my colleagues and the office in Kulumbuso nayo.
Honorable members, what I'm saying is that we need to ensure that the task team continue with its job. Because we know that there's some degree given to pay this money. It can't be there forever in their financial year, so that at least we start clearing all the accounts for all the departments. But I should think the Department of Health also need to say their side, because unfortunately this money was given to the, if you look at one page, you say the premier was aware of the money, so that the task team together with the steering committee meets the premier currently and say according to this how far we raise the money. I should think that will help us instead of coming here. We can reverse the clock, and I appeal that next time we come. We don't want the history. We want the way forward and how we complete. Whether NUM is there, because it might cause, I should think we must be subtle on that one. All three unions which are there, if they got a representative to come, they will come, but I should think it was agreed about the representation here. If NUM is involved, fine. If they can help in such problems, it's fine. But we don't make it a red tape so that we avoid the past history. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable.
Nomzana Umadoda.
Mr. Madoda.
Well, Chairperson, for purposes of progressiveness, with the former national treasurer, of course,
ndicinga into yobana ngeenjongo zokuba kubekho ke inkqubo eyaphambili sibone Wi-Fi ngundonjebo kakhosathu.
A union works for members when they are employed and when they are unemployed.
Inyunyana ke isebenzela amalungu ayo nokuba aqeshiwe nokuba akaqashwanga.
The reason why COSATU remains a solid force is because it's not only a gumboot organization, it works on the basis of improving socio-economic conditions of workers and communities in large.
Isizathu sokuba ke iCOSATU ihlale iluqilima olu hlobo kukuba yona isebenzela iimeko zabantu ezimala noqoqosho nentlalontle yabo.
There's no potential to get subscription on ex-mine workers' chair.
Akukho sizathu sokuba ke sizama ukujonga ke umcimbi okanye ukuzibandakanya kwabasebenza emgodini.
We only request that the full-time trustee, not a union member, the full-time trustee of mine workers' provident fund gets involved in the testing so that on an element where they are not covered by the claim of the 1979 fund, the trustee looks on the mine workers' provident fund from 1989 coming forward.
Sacela ke le trusti ijonge ke le provident fund yabasebenzi ukusukela ngo-1989 ukuzothi ga ngoku.
So the honorable chair of the trustee and the comrade next to me would exchange contacts so that thing is formalized.
Usihlalo
provident fund dealing with the work.
Usihlalo ke kunye nogxa wam olapha ecakwami nabo funeka basebenzisane.
Otherwise, chair, we also appreciate that at least there seems to be progress now.
Siyayibona ke sihlalo into yoba kubonakala engathi khona inkqubela phambili.
You must encourage that there be progress because even if you don't have a problem in another province, when they hear about this, they begin to organize themselves.
Siyabona ke uba noba semhlawumbi linye iphondo alinangxaki lijongene nalo kodwa xa besive iingxaki zolo hlobo nabo bazohlanganisa bakubekho mhlawumbi izinto izikhalazo ezithile.
So the interdepartmental task team on communication has sensitized Department of Labor offices so that it's arrested before they organize themselves to a force.
I-task team yezonxibelelwano nalo funeke ifake igxalaba kule mbono.
Otherwise, we always find within our responsibility. Thank you.
Ngaphandle koko sihlalo siyaneliseka luxanduva onalo kakhulu.
Enkosi mnumzana Madoda.
Thank you, Mr. Madoda.
Uyafuna ukuphefumla mnumzana Moroto?
Would you like to comment, Mr. Moroto?
Okay, just briefly, thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Enkosi sihlalo. I think the last point mentioned by colleagues from unions, it is quite important and it may not only spread to the provinces, but it may also go to other countries in the region because of the origin of mine workers.
Ndiyacinga ke ingxaki elisanda ukuphawulwa ngoxhabam benyunyana libaluleke kakhulu aluzunceda nje kuphela apha kwelizwe kodwa nakumazwe angabamelwane bethu.
We picked that up in our initial interaction with Teba, and we will follow it up.
Sisa kufumani sa okong ngetode siteta na bakwa Teba, kwa eke sote ke sinikusikuni kinguwa la sela.
I welcome the input made by Honorable Nyakemba and Honorable Ranzales. I think they will also contribute.
Ya bule la kenga maka lele nzoke mpungamatu ngatonpeg leo nda kumba na awo azwa tike abene kalelo le mpungo yetu. Ngoz kakuna.
Thank you. Ngaba bakhona abanye abantu abafuna ukwenza igalelo?
Are there any people amongst us who would like to comment further?
Mungameli.
To the president.
Ndiyabulela xa ngaba namhlanje NUM kuyiyo ethetha ngolu hlobo.
I am so glad that NUM is speaking in this manner.
Kuba ikhomba into yoba bebehleli nje bebengayazi into yoba khona abantu abaxotha emisebenzini.
It shows that they were just sitting there, they were not aware that there are people who have been retrenched.
into ebebeyazi bebesazi into yoba kukhona amalungu asebenzayo.
What they knew is that there are people who are working, who are workers.
Xa besijoyina ke sizawubabona apha endleleni into yoba basijoyinile.
When we will see them along the way, if they are really, really joining us in this path.
Intatimyeza iyo ngalo nelwa nendo bengani nakanga ufike ofisini zabo kodwa uba ngaba usasebenza ulolungu.
It has been very hard for us during the past 13 years because when you arrive their offices, they say, no, you are no longer a member.
Kwafoni tualeme buti fonyi tiswa indo babo na benga funik tata nga chayeba es tupewe nzetu kwa tata siyange strikes mai.
These formations were formed because they didn't want to be part and parcel of our grievances.
Ndiyayivake xa seyifuna ukuchaphazela namazwe abomakhelwane bethu.
I can hear that this is also going to add or this is also going to contribute to our neighboring countries as well.
Kanti thina into ebayidala sikhalaze into yoba sisazi into yoba nyani nyani imali asizinikwanga sibuyiswe sigqoke izitofu ezimayini.
We were grieving because we didn't get our reimbursement or our monies. We came back with nothing.
Kana sithi ke nakwezinye nakulamazwe abomakhelwane bethu bahamba begqokile izitofu bafuneka bencediwe.
If you are saying it also happened to our neighboring countries, then they need help as well.
Into besingafuna ukuyithetha, into esingayaziyo, besifuna ukuyithetha le siyaziyo, le yenzeke kuthi.
We want to speak about our experiences, nothing else.
Thatha indawo ke wena wenyoni. Uthatha indawo unceda aba bantu bazingaza abanyadwe bakubone usebenza.
As a union representative, you must take a stand and move forward. People must see you in action.
Ngoba thina wakho umsebenza siwubonanga, sikubona usena ngoso sihlela apha, besisazi ingqwaqo thazange uya nokuyasibona.
We didn't see your help, we are only seeing you. It has been long we have been struggling, we are only seeing you now.
Silala phandle union building zange kivele sihlwa zingqwaqo, abanye abantu babhubhela phaa kuthi wasidlala ngabantu.
We are sleeping outside the union buildings, being cold, suffering. We didn't get any assistance up to so far.
Siyabulela kuba kanti nani niyayivala entlungu ngoku seyilapha.
We are glad that you are heeding to our call.
Inkosi mongameli we X Mine Workers.
We thank the president of the X Miners.
Ndiyacinga ukuba sifikelele esiphelweni senhlanganiso ebesinayo.
I think we have come to an end of our meeting.